In the aftermath of the tragic shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School, actor and writer Eric Wioa went to Newton, Connecticut, and asked residents 5 questions. The answers became Wioa's first play, 26 Pebbles. The title reflects the 26 deaths described by one local resident as, quote, pebbles thrown into a pond, which created ripples that captured the attention of the entire nation. The play debuts February 2nd at the Human Race Theater in downtown Dayton. Community Voices producer Renee Wild went behind the scenes with the playwright.
In the days after the tragic shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, that left 20 children and 6 adults dead, an emotional President Obama addressed the nation.
We've endured too many of these tragedies in the past few years. And each time I learn the news, I react not as a president, but as anybody else would, as a parent. And that was especially true today. I know there's not a parent in America who doesn't feel the same overwhelming grief that I do. So our hearts are broken today.
My name is Eric Wioa. I am the playwright of 26 Pebbles. 26 Pebbles came about with my frustration at the moments after the Sandy Hook tragedy and my wanting to do something aside from just posting on Facebook or speaking into a void. Months after, I finally realized that I, as an actor and as a writer, had a voice, and I could use this voice to do something. And so I set off to Newtown with a series of 5 questions to just talk to people of the community. Those 5 questions. What was it like before 12/14? How did you get here? Take me through your day on 12/14, from morning till the moment you hit the pillow at night and went to bed. How does this affect your faith? What are your feelings about Adam Lanza, the boy who committed these murders? And the last one was, if I were to leave you with the final word on Newtown, what would be the one word you would want the world to know Newtown by? So then I went there, and from one very hesitant interview, ended up meeting and interviewing about 60 people. I then took all these interviews, had them transcribed, and sat there like a person with a puzzle. And then the play just started kind of writing itself, the story of how a community deals with this, and comes together to find hope and light and resolution. We sit in the sidelines too much in this country. I always say we forget that we're a democracy. We forget that we are the people. And we all can do so much more than we're doing in times. We forget that we have power by just having a voice, by having a hand to write a letter.
Has writing this play changed you?
After this experience, I just can't stand on the sidelines anymore. I know that if I can help in some way with my writing or my voice somehow, I will always be the first person at the very front of that line leading the march. I listen more. God, what if we all just listened better? What if we all just sat down and found a common bond with each other? Could you imagine the state this country would be in if we just listened to one another and just said, you may have a different view than I have, but damn it, there is a middle ground here and we can find it together. What they told me when I left was, please go tell our story. So I hope that everyone leaves and goes and tells somebody what they saw. But what I personally, I just want to leave everybody with a question, actually. My question is, can't we do better?
For WYSO, I'm Renee Wild.